Martin Luther King Jr. was a very important leader who fought for fairness and equal rights for all people. He was born in 1929 and lived during a time when black people and white people were not treated equally in America. Back then, black people couldn't go to the same schools as white children, sit in the same parts of buses, or even drink from the same water fountains. Many thought this system was unfair, and more people increasingly wanted to change it. The movement to seek greater equality of opportunity for all people became known as the Civil Rights Movement. During the late 1950s and 1960s, Martin Luther King Jr. emerged as a key leader of the Civil Rights Movement. One of the most powerful weapons King and the Civil Rights Movement used to change the rules of society wasn't violence, it was money. They discovered that many business owners who were opposed to changing the rules would listen when their profits were threatened, even if they wouldn't listen to moral arguments about fairness. The most famous example was the Montgomery bus boycott in Alabama, which lasted 381 days from 1955 to 1956. Black people made up about 75% of the bus riders in Montgomery, Alabama. So when they stopped riding the buses, the city lost an estimated $3,000 every single day. Instead of riding buses, African Americans walked miles to work, organized carpools, and used black-owned taxi services. As Martin Luther King Jr. later explained, the political power structure listens to the economic power structure. By disrupting businesses that supported racist policies and worked against the civil rights movement, civil rights activists won social change. In Birmingham, Alabama, real estate tycoon Sidney Smyer was a staunch racist, but he gave in when boycotts cost businesses millions in sales. "I'm still a segregationist," he admitted in May 1963, "but I'm not a fool." As King gained experience, his goals became much more radical than just ending segregation. By 1967, he told his staff, "We have moved from the era of civil rights to the era of human rights. We are called upon to raise certain basic questions about the whole society." King began connecting three issues that he believed were all part of the same problem: racism, poverty, and war. He saw that the money being spent on the Vietnam War was making it impossible to help poor people of all races. In 1968, he planned a Poor People's Campaign that would bring thousands of poor Americans to camp out in Washington, D.C. until the government agreed to end poverty. King's strategy was to shut down the nation's capital in the spring of 1968 through massive civil disobedience until the government agreed to abolish poverty. King's leadership evolved from being about civil rights to being about completely changing how America's economy worked. As King's ideas became more revolutionary, the FBI and CIA, two parts of the federal government, began treating him as one of their top enemies. They tried to destroy his reputation by threatening to release fake recordings that would make him look bad. In 1964, they even sent him what became known as the suicide letter, suggesting he should kill himself to save his honor. The government was especially worried about King's opposition to the Vietnam War and his plans to unite poor people of all races. Recently released FBI files show that FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover reported to President Johnson that King and Senator Robert F. Kennedy were working together to undermine his presidency. King worked with many different civil rights organizations that each had their own strategies. The NAACP focused on winning court cases and changing laws. The Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, organized freedom rides on buses to test whether segregation laws would be enforced. The Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC, sent young volunteers into the most dangerous parts of the South to register black voters. Sometimes these groups disagreed with each other about tactics, but together they created what King called creative tension, enough pressure to force leaders and businesses who were opposed to civil rights to negotiate. As King wrote from a Birmingham jail, "Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed." The story of the civil rights movement shows us that change doesn't happen because one person gives a great speech. It happens when ordinary people organize together, make sacrifices, show courage to support their principles, and use smart strategies to pressure those in power. King and his allies weren't trying to be nice or polite. They were trying to create enough disruption that the power structure would have to respond. They understood that justice too long delayed is justice denied, and they were willing to break unjust laws to create a more fair society. The movement succeeded not just because it was morally right, but because it was strategically smart. By hitting business owners in their wallets, organizing massive numbers of people, and keeping constant pressure on the system, they forced America to change. Question to think about: why do you think economic pressure, like boycotts, was more effective than just asking white people to change their minds about segregation? Continue listening by purchasing the unit study for the life, death, and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. 9 KFI Dioxx on palacenter.com.